guys, welcome back to season 2, episode
9.
Wow.
We are excited to share some more shit with you. Again, this is a double episode night, so if we sound the same, we are the same. We took a 10-minute break to let the girls get in the hot tub, because we're good moms. And now we're back to record another episode of Stupid Shit.
Welcome to the bottom.
Wait, I hope you enjoy. Do it, girl.
Hope you like this one better than the last.
And still, welcome to the bottom.
Oh, real quick.
What?
Well, maybe not real quick, but I want to talk about this CBD oil or CBD ointment stuff. Okay. There's a few different things that I got, and I posted up a picture kind of the things that I got. It was like a little goodie box that I got from my buddy that lives in South Dakota.
Wow.
And he owns a CBD company.
What was it? I didn't know that until you said that. I was all excited for the good stuff.
He also sent, also owns like this head shop. So it's got like glass pipes and things like that. And I posted a link to...
What's a head shop? It's called that?
Yeah. The head shop. It's like a head shop.
I thought it was like a type of shop. Like, oh, it's a head shop. Like, is that like slang for...
Pipe shop.
Hair cutting? Like...
No, that's where you buy pipes and bongs. It's like a house of glass type of deal.
Is the house not associated with the word head? I need to know.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know why it's called that.
No, that's not
weird. I don't know.
Okay,
but anyways, I posted the link on our Twitter account along with some pictures. He sent this amazing bong. I'm pretty sure you can smoke regular weed in it. It might be a dab
bong. You sent it to me.
But I'm pretty positive it's regular weed.
Okay, it did look like a dab rig in the picture you sent me.
I'll send you a picture of the bowl of it, but essentially I guess it's one of the...
Put that out there.
Yeah. What?
Your bong. Put it on Twitter.
I did already.
Of course you did. I'm sorry.
Fuck yeah. I posted the pictures on Twitter with the links to his head shop, although they don't have online shopping yet, so if you go through South Dakota or if you live in South Dakota, check them out. I know it's a big state, but, you know.
Check them out. Find one, okay?
Take a drive.
Yeah, well,
The Jim Dandy is the name of the CBD company, and I have this, like, relief cream.
Whoa! He sent,
dietary supplement with oil dropper. This container is 1,000 milligrams of CBD.
Diet? It says something about diet?
Dietary supplement?
I'll take it. I'm just kidding.
You know, you can try this one out.
Really?
Yeah, we're going to review them. So we can both use some for a little while and see how it works for you.
Hell to the fuck yeah.
So you can try this one. Drop it in like your...
I don't know what the other one is again.
The other one is a CBD relief cream.
Oh.
And this one, the whole bottle contains 1,000 milligrams also.
Do you have something sore right now?
No, not right now, but my mom has like tendonitis in her elbows. So I'm like, boom, we're going to check that.
Perfect.
And then there's also this, what do you call this? Muscle rub.
Okay, sounds similar.
So,
but...
yeah, so I don't know.
Cool.
We're gonna check
them
out and we'll give you guys a review on the next episode.
Oh, it's happening. Yeah. I cannot fucking wait. It's gluten free.
Yeah, I put this one on my skin, the relief cream, and it's like super soft, super smooth, and there's no smell to it. I kind of like that the best.
No.
Well, that way it doesn't have any extra shit.
You know what mine doesn't have?
What?
Mine doesn't have wheat or yeast or milk.
Good.
That's good shit. Okay. I mean, it's good shit that doesn't have it.
Yeah. So check out www.jimdandycbd.com.
There you go. And by the way, our Twitter, just to remind you, is at 2Gals1Pod. That's the number 2Gals.
The number one.
Pod. Okay. Look us up because that's where we are the most active. We're not leaving, but I just wanted to remind you, we love, like, we know we have the regulars, but we really just want to take it to that next level. So,
and you guys are the ones that are going to help us do that.
Hey, so yesterday a coworker and I, I'm going to say this story, and I probably shouldn't, because if this person ever listens to this episode, I hope they laugh, but they might be a little offended. There is another coworker at our work that, like, it's like camel toe all the time. Like, and it is like...
I catch myself.
Mm-hmm. I've seen it on you before.
I'm like, well... Them are too tired up there.
So my coworker and I were talking about this, of course, other person, and we start like diving in literally to the camel toe online, and the Wikipedia is like, it's the toes of a camel. And then the other one's like the dirty one. And they were like, it could be two reasons. And we're just like, she's into it. She's wanting to read all these facts. I'm like, I want to see pictures. Because we wanted to find an example that matched our other coworker.
Oh my God.
And so she's diving in and I'm trying to like do work a little bit because I didn't want to work late. So I'm like trying to work and she's like, oh my God. And she'd share random facts. One fact. Some people just have fattier
puss.
Lubes. Yeah, lubes.
You got a fat puss. That's what you say. You got a fat puss.
Do you remember that night with Sarah? I was like, my pussy's fat. And then I was like, it is, okay? You can't hide it. Because guess what?
You're like, I can grab it.
Camel toe. Like, it is.
But I can't remember what movie it was, but they were talking about camel toes.
Yes.
And I remember the person being like, oh, you know what movie it was?
What?
It was that Kim Jong-un movie, The Interview. And the guy is talking about the
moose knuckle.
So yeah, moose knuckle. Okay. And he's like, oh, the girl. And she's like, it's like this, like a moose knuckle, you know? And oh my God, hilarious.
A moose knuckle. Hell yeah. The moose knuckle is the, no, well, I can't remember. Moose knuckle's the balls on a dude.
Okay. So she was talking okay. about a camel toe.
Okay. This is the whale tail, the camel toe, and the moose knuckles. Beef curtains is also one. Do you know?
Wow. I've heard all of those terms, but I didn't know that it was categorized as two.
Okay, you know beef curtains though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Dude, okay, so we dive into this camel toe. Like, she's like, so some people have fat ones, lips. And I'm like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. She's like, and polyester can really cause that. And I was like, what the fuck? We're talking kind of low. I am talking funny because we're at work having this really, like, passionate conversation about camel toes. Like, people can probably hear us. And she's like, polyester. And she's like, yeah, any thin fabric will cause them, can cause them. And if you're, like, short-waisted, like, or no, maybe it's long-waisted, tall, whatever that's called. Like, and you have to pull them up over your hips, and so therefore it pulls on your kachu and splits your lips, and there they are. Okay? Or there's another reason why this would be happening. Your pants are too small. Okay.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure our coworker has two problems. One, her pants, I think she's, like, in between sizes, like an 11. Like, she's not a 10, she's not a 12, she's an 11 and a half.
Yeah.
And some days it's like, like, you can't not look. Like, you're in there. Like, it's so hard. So we fucking dove into that shit, camel toe. That's a for real problem. Here's the thing that I love about you, though. And here's how I know you're
I'll own it.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, shit. Just,
yeah, you can pull that shit.
Take it out of there.
So or look at yourself. Like, I'll
stand. You can feel it.
Well, I would think.
Right?
I sit on things and can't feel it. Your vag lips might not have the feeling like you think they have.
Oh, no, I can feel it. Tickle, tickle, I'm tickle, like, tickle. Hey, whoa.
So,
hello.
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 So if I think I have one, if it's a roll tight in the cooch, I'll stand on the edge of my tub and, like, because that's the only way I can see my whole body.
I do the same thing.
Of course you do. You're short.
Yeah.
By the way, who's taller?
You. Okay. Are you kidding?
I felt like I was. You're 4'11"?
Yeah.
4'11". I'm like barely 5 foot, so I am taller.
You win.
Okay. But anyways, I stood on the side of the tub, but I look. Like, if I don't, or if I do have tight pants, I'm wearing a long shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I'm wearing leggings where you can see my lips, like, I'm going to wear something long enough so you don't look. It's not a focal point.
Yeah, I think mine's pretty long.
This person is on the taller side, and so she's got the longer torso, and her shirt doesn't ride as low as, say, mine.
Mm-hmm.
So my camel toe is all the time and hidden.
That's fair.
You got to hide behind that.
I think I do the same thing.
Hey, have you ever called somebody a rat bastard?
No, I've called somebody a cunt nugget.
Okay, cunt nugget. I like that.
Yeah. I don't even know what that would be, but
I don't know what a rat bastard is, but I was talking to my mom the other day. Two things. I was talking to my mom, and she goes, I say something inappropriate. I'm not going to share it. I'll admit, I say things that are not PC, okay? And I, like, put two different of those together and slammed her together and made it super offensive, and so I accidentally said this out loud, embarrassingly, in front of my mom. And I was like, ugh, shouldn't say that. Like, I felt bad saying it. So she goes, well, so-and-so calls her husband a rat bastard. And I was like, that's much better. Thank you. Thank you for the suggestion. So better than the name I said.
I'm going to tell you a name, but I want you to cut it out.
Damn it.
I know. Okay, guys.
My beep. Okay, that's a good word. We're not going to share that either.
Yeah.
That was worth the beep. Rat Bastard, I will try that in the future. It obviously hasn't worked because I almost said it earlier. The wrong one, not the Rat Bastard.
Dude, during the snowpocalypse, B and James had a they challenged each other. And you sent me a picture of your kids doing the same exact thing. Yeah. Almost. They had a better end goal, like a hot tub. But
yeah, yours didn't think about plan B. Maybe they did.
No,
they
were yeah, still that, okay that was like it. The manliness of it, right? Oh, like, yeah. B's at this point right now where he's like, I'm going to prove my manliness.
I'm a man.
Yeah. And so.
Where my son's like, that's fucking cold.
So they decide that they're going to run out into the snow in their swimsuits. Like basically shorts, little
yeah,
swim shorts.
Fuck yeah.
They could wear shoes. But whoever came in first or got cold and, like, needed to come in, lost.
Oh, my God. They laid in the snow?
No.
Oh.
What? I said they were able to wear shoes, but whoever... They had to stay out there. But whoever...
Just standing? I would have been...
No. B was, like, playing. Like, H was playing. They were playing snowballs.
Okay.
They were throwing
them. I thought, like... But how badass manly would it have been to be, like...
I think B did lay in the snow.
Yeah, lay in the snow in your shorts, and whoever fucking bitches out first loses.
Oh, that would have been good. That would have been good. I mean, I guarantee there's gonna be more snow, so I'm gonna
yeah,
put that
my
one
kids,
out there. But B did a snow angel.
Aw.
Yes, in his shorts.
Is that your car?
It's not.
He did it in his clothes, yeah.
No, in his shorts.
Oh, yeah. He did lay down.
Yeah, he's like, a man!
So, my kids, yes, they went from 70 degrees in the house, out to the snow, sat their asses down, like, lay down real quick, and jumped right in the hot tub.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's gonna hurt.
Yeah.
That's
yeah, your body's
terrible.
Gonna hurt. Your skin's gonna hurt.
Burn, motherfucker. Burn. And then your power went out.
Was that the same time? Yes, that was around the same time. So we're like sitting there watching TV. I'm like about to pass out. And it's like, I don't know. It was early. It was like 5 o'clock.
Oh my God.
And all of a sudden it's like, burr. 15 minutes beforehand, we got like a little like glimpse.
Wait,
of-
what do you have that makes that?
Me?
Noise.
It's me that makes that noise.
Yeah. I'm like, here's what I'm doing. It's like, we'll be hanging out, and then it goes, and it's like, no, it's dead silent. We're like we react. You're like, you pay the electric bill.
No, we paid that. We paid that one.
Actually, I've been in my old ageness forgetting to pay bills.
Oh no.
Girl, it's scary. I have lots of to-do lists.
Oh, I do to-do lists too.
I can't retain anything.
Real quick.
See what?
Real quick. So the power went out.
Yes. Proceed, get past that.
So the power goes out. Luckily we had a kerosene heater, like one of those big ones.
Yes, that's backup fuel.
Yeah. So we stayed warm and it came back on like I don't know, around 11 or something like that. So it was fine.
This one's on my phone. It's all the signs of ADHD. Guys, I was going to read you something. I was going to read you something about how I know I have adult ADHD.
Okay.
But I left my phone downstairs because
I have
ADHD.
Oh, are you going to go get
no,
it?
No, I'm not.
So I'm going to tell you about another thing that happened during our snowpocalypse.
Do tell.
So I go into B's room one day.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like standing in there. I'm looking for, I think I was looking for a freaking tack.
I totally knew that.
I hate tacks.
I know, but I know.
I step on them when I don't need them.
I have them.
And then I can't find them when I need them. So anyways, I go into his room searching for a tack. And I come out and I was like, oh no, I forgot the story a little bit because there was, I know, but I know this, what I was talking about, but the story leading up to. So anyways, we were talking about what, if we needed to, what room we would sleep in when the power goes out.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Right.
Because H's room is like the one in the center of the house, so it'd probably stay the warmest, so we'd probably all sleep in there.
Yep.
So,
so smart.
So B's like, why not my room? I have a really big bed. And I'm like, because your room smells like Cheez-Its. And he's like, I don't even eat Cheez-Its. And I'm like, that's the concerning part, bro.
Yeah. Like,
I know, so what, why does your room smell like so, that?
Yeah, why does it smell like Cheez-Its? My son's room is okay, but your son's in the stage where he just sweats a ton.
Yes.
He's kind of gross.
Yes.
But mine's going to get there. Okay, so speaking of Cheez-Its and food, there's the other day, we were going somewhere, me and the kids, and Ariana Grande's Thank You Next. Do you know that song?
I think so, yes.
Thank You Next or whatever.
Yes, well, I've heard it.
So C goes, bacon, eggs. And that's when you listen now next time. See if you can hear bacon, eggs when she says Thank You Next.
No, I'm the one who told B that. And I bet that he got it from B. Maybe.
Oh.
I totally hear that when I listen to that song.
Never am I. Or it's like a stupid TikTok now.
Oh, maybe.
Or YouTube. I love how you take credit for everything.
It was me. I was 100%.
That's me. I started that saying.
What else was it? That
Shoot dang. No, it was slip, slap, slippery slope.
Flip, flap, and flipper.
You know, everybody says it now. It's me.
Me. 100%.
Oh my god, that's hilarious. Hey, have you ever had a hot buttered rum?
Is that an alcoholic beverage, obviously?
It's a hot alcoholic beverage.
No, but it sounds amazing.
Okay, so here's the deal. I'm familiar with rum as in like rum and Coke, and I'm not a fan. I don't like the taste of rum. I love Coke, don't like the rum.
I could do rum and Coke.
Okay. I'm not a fan. I can do one, but it's not my preference.
I'm not a fan of vodka.
So we honestly went out. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's like my least preferred.
That's all we drink together.
I know, but that's because you like it, and I can tolerate the one you
every
like.
Every now and then.
Like a grape guzzler. Those are good.
Like, I never.
Booyah.
No, my vodka is not like a vodka soda. By the way, I went out with some coworkers a couple weeks ago, like right before Christmas, and they were all drinking vodka tonics. And I had no money, so I'm like, thank you. Three drinks purchased for me that evening.
Oh, snap.
Four drinks purchased for me that evening. And they were all vodka sodas because I didn't want to be like, oh, this glass of juice. So I'm like, I need some fruit. Like, glass of juice.
I need flavor.
I need flavor. Like, I get that just bubbles? No. Give me some sugar.
Yeah.
Sugar.
No, I can do, like.
Okay.
But
hot buttered rum.
Yep, sorry. Go ahead.
So they're like, so I'm like, no, thank you. It sounded really weird to me. I'm just going to drink my bougie vodka Crystal Light is what I was drinking, actually, in my Hydro Flask. And they all three, the other co-workers, drink this hot buttered rum. And we're at somebody's house. So I was like, no, thanks.
Were you guys outside?
Nope. Just sitting around the table, just chit-chatting. A bunch of girlfriends just chit-chatting. And the soccer moms. That's exactly who I was with, the soccer moms. And we were chit-chatting.
God.
Why did I say that?
We were
like
just in her room drinking tea and chit-chatting.
Oh my God. Who are you? Bougie. So I'm like too good for that shit. I'll just drink my Crystal Light. And she goes, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, usually I sprinkle cinnamon on it and splash some, something really good in it. Oh, vanilla ice cream. So I
maybe
was like,
whipped cream?
So I go, what? This got ice cream in it? And I don't know even how I said it. And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, girl, I want one. Like, is it too late? She's like, this is before my diet, which I'll talk about soon. But she goes, I go, dude, is it too late? She's like, no, it's so easy. And then I found out she made from scratch her heavy cream or the mix, the sweet shit.
The
usually
whipped cream?
You just get, no, but usually you get like a mix at the store to help you buy or help you get the hot butter flavor. It's
okay.
A hot butter flavor. She made that like herself. Like making Kahlua.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, cool.
Okay. That's fine. Yummy. So yeah, she made it. I'm like, oh girl. And then I found that out and I heard that it tasted like cinnamon and sweet. And I fucking love cinnamon rolls. And I'm like,
yep. You got ice cream? I love cinnamon rolls.
But if you had cinnamon, like Cinnabon ice cream, in my mouth. So hot buttered rum, guys, I highly recommend it. If you have not ever had it on a cold, snowy evening.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Hot buttered rum, sitting in the hot buttered rum, talking to your, chit-chatting with your girlfriends. Highly recommend. So, girl, I'm not going to say your name, but Soccer Mom, you're fucking badass, and I hope you finally listen to this. That's shout out to you.
You.
Yes.
That's awesome. Me and James over the snowpocalypse also, geez. Yeah. Had some, I don't know what it was called, but it was like German red wine, but you warm it up. Okay. And then you also put like cinnamon in it.
Okay.
I'll post a picture of the bottle on Twitter. I don't know what it's called. Okay. It's hot something or another. It's reddish, kind of. And you then
Jim Dandy took you about a year to finally finish your review.
I wanted to wait for them to get their products up. And yes. I wanted him to send me some stuff so I could review it. So I wanted them to get the website up.
Huh? I thought you said in the next episode I need to talk about this.
What was it? Wait, what?
You said in the next episode I need to talk about this.
I already talked about it, dude.
There wasn't other things that you wanted to talk about? You're right. I was
here. Holy shit!
I have adult ADHD.
All right, I'm going to just shout out their website one more time, yeah. Which is www.jimdandycbd.com.
Yeah, we haven't used it yet because we did a double episode. But anyways, you wrote this up here, and it says, talking to B about reproduction and James' thoughts of how girl cats are fake.
Holy shit.
Because I have a story. Hold on. I want to just tell mine so I don't forget mine right now.
Okay.
And then that's highlighted. So okay. We'll come back to it. So that's funny that you said that. So the other day, in the story of Fixed, we were... Just last night, actually, the other day, last week, last
4 night, days ago,
I went out with a girlfriend that I hadn't seen in like, we thought like 3 years. It's been a long time, but we have one of those relationships where you meet up and it's like,
you bounce back.
Oh my God. It's like, we haven't had a break. It was so fun. Like, and then as I'm driving home, I'm like, oh, I want to tell her about this. Oh, I want to tell her about this. Like the big things. Like I told her I got my nipples pierced and we wanted to talk about that more. And then we got sidetracked. I'm like, I want to tell her that. But immediately after she found out about the podcast, she's like, I want to be a guest.
That'd be awesome.
That's me. But back to my story about reproduction. So we're sitting at the table and we're talking and she knows my daughter, of course. So they're talking. Got stuck with my kid at the bar for a little bit, but it was nice. We all chatted and we were talking about, are you going to have any more kids? Cause she's kind of dating again. And she's like, oh, no. And I was like, well, actually, technically, I can because Chris got a vasectomy. But before I got to say that, P goes, he can't. He got amputated.
He got amputated.
No, it's straight just amputated. Like, she was literally meant, like, cut. I don't know if she really understood that amputation was cut off. And I was like, well, that's not really what happened. So I'm like, he got a vasectomy.
So we castrated one of the male pigs, mm-hmm. and H thought that meant they were cutting off his penis.
Yeah, so that's probably what P thinks. I gotta clear that up.
I totally was like, no. That's not what happened here.
I used to think that.
No, I explained to her what it was.
I was a kid, I did, until it was explained to me. I'm like, oh.
I guess I really didn't think about it when I was a kid.
I thought you lost your balls.
I didn't even really realize that was like until a thing that you could do.
Until I realized I saw them and then I'm like, oh.
I know somebody who did that, like a dude that got...
But castrating a pig is to take the balls off.
Right, no, I'm talking about a guy that also got, what's it called? The male thing.
Vasectomy,
thank you. It got infected, bro. Infected. He couldn't sit on his dick for he couldn't sit on his balls. You know, so he couldn't sit. He had to use like one of those
like a couche.
Like those pillows.
Oh, for like a long time. His balls could just sit in. I remember when Chris got his vasectomy, he needed loose underwear, like no underwear. Like he's like, it was the worst pain ever. And then you talk to other guys, they're like, yeah, in and out, I went back to work. I'm like, what the fuck? I think if I got my balls, like, pinched out or pinched and cut and cauterized, it hurt.
Yeah, so James was talking to B about which of our cats were fixed and yada, yada, yada. And he was explaining how boy cats get fixed. And then how they get neutered. And then how a girl cat gets fixed. And he explained that the girl cat gets basically a hysterectomy. And I was like, I know. What?
I don't even know.
What? That cost way more. No, they go in there just like a girl, like a woman, and they just...
Tubes tied?
Yeah, they cut the tubes and they tie them off or cauterize them. You know what I mean? So no eggs can drop down. Like, hello, what the fuck, a hysterectomy?
She can keep her purse.
I was like, no, B, that's not true.
Oh, God.
It was funny. That's... We laughed a minute. It was great.
But think about that. Okay, when a dog or a cat goes in and gets neutered, don't they remove the balls?
Yes, for a boy cat.
Okay, so do you see how I jumped to a human?
Fair. But I didn't realize, I think, until I was like maybe in my 20s, okay, that men could do that. I didn't know that that was a thing.
That they could stop from having kids?
Yeah, by getting a vasectomy.
Hmm. Anyways, random topic.
Yeah. You have pharmacist versus drug dealer. Please elaborate.
That's a good one. I don't remember. The part of the story I do remember is, I don't know if I was talking to somebody. Let's see what the ones are above it and below it are.
All right.
So took the piglets on, no.
That was me, which I took the piglets on a road trip.
Stop talking. The bumper. Oh,
fuck you.
I deserve that.
Like, stop talking.
I'm almost there. There.
Go ahead.
It was there. Okay,
oh, no.
There.
Is it gone?
No, the bumper dumper. This was at soccer mom night.
Okay.
And I was talking about Shark Tank, and I was talking about the squatty potty, and she's like, oh, my husband, he created the bumper dumper. And I was like, what?
What the fuck
she's
is
like,
that?
Yeah, he's like a, I think, he builds things for a living, like out of metal.
Oh, he's
metal.
Like an inventor guy?
Like more like a welder.
Okay.
Fabricator.
Okay.
He's a fabricator.
Metal fabricator?
Fabricator. Yeah, I'm going to go with that. He's probably not that, but in my mind he is. So, a bumper dumper.
He's like an engineer.
Here's why. Because it slides into your hitch on your vehicle, your little square thing.
Okay.
Okay? And it comes out and it has a little toilet seat on it.
Oh, my God.
And then you attach like a bag to somehow and... There you go.
It's
sturdy. It's like you sit on it.
Right. But
hitch.
Is the bag like dangling to where if you like took a shit, it would like snap off the bottom?
I don't know. Actually, I made up the bag part. I
don't know. I'm like, a bag?
Hold on. Perhaps there's nothing underneath it and you just leave it.
Holy shit. I want the bag. I choose the bag.
You want to give the bag a try?
Give the bag a whirl.
That just reminds me, like, shitting in the woods or shitting out when you're hunting or something. But, like, when we went on our road trip to the bridal shower back last, a year ago?
Yeah.
God, so long ago. And when we went to that, we had to stop and piss multiple times. And one time, my girlfriend, I fucked with her and took a picture of her popping a squat in front of the car.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, we figure that we leave the paper because it's biodegradable.
There you go.
And somebody will eat my shit.
There you go.
Dude,
we took the piglets on a road trip.
Oh
my God. In a kennel. Oh yeah. People came out and looked at my piglets too. It was amazing. I was like, you want to come see my piglets? I got three little pigs in my car.
You're such a dumb shit. I fucking love it.
Dude, they loved it. It was cute. The kids loved it too. It was awesome. The Yule event was fucking amazing. It was beautiful. Like, the venue that they had was gorgeous. Oh my gosh. It was so great.
Jealous.
Not only the venue, but the hosts of the event were amazing. Like, I love them so much.
Well, I'm glad that you had a fabulous time. I do want to... I want to say this real quick. I learned this recently. Do you know, we were talking about snow and diving in and making our snow angels and stuff. Do you know if you were ever in an avalanche, how to live through it?
Hold your breath, bitch.
Okay. So, I knew you'd say that.
Dig a little hole, maybe. Get some air. I don't fucking know.
How do you know which way's up? How could you figure out which
spit?
Way is up? Yes.
Really?
Fucking genius. Fucking spit.
Oh my God. Look, dude, I am so
cheated.
Smart. No,
kidding.
I didn't.
I'm just kidding.
I swear to God.
Yeah, you spit because if you spit and it hits you in the face, then that weighs up. But if you spit
and it's down,
then you flip over. You just keep spitting. You keep turning your head until you can get it to land in your face.
Oh my God. I can't believe I literally thought of that. I am fucking blown away
We're going to leave with that because I think that's a good tip to save your fucking life.
Booyah, bitch. It's okay. P.S. I saw a really cool news thing real quick about a dog that was in an avalanche. Some crazy, amazing people dug him out, and he survived with a hurt foot. Brave dog. I love you, doggy. I'm so glad you made it. With the hurt foot? I don't know what the fuck
foot.
I said.
I'm so glad the dog lived.
Me too.
What? I watched a murder show the other night. This is so terrible. And I have to make this admission before we leave.
Okay.
I watched a murder show, and the man that died, it was sad. But when I found out his dog...
Oh, I'm the same way.
When I found out his dog disappeared, I was like, those son of a bitches. That dog didn't have anything to do with this. And then in the end, the little credits go on and it says...
Someone found the dog?
Kip was adopted by a family, a loving family. I'm like, oh my God!
Thank God!
Jesus! I did not say that. Okay, guys. Fucking, can you call us or text us at our number?
971-915-4988. Bitch, edit that. That sounded ridiculous.
No, we're keeping it. That's 4988. Just so you know. Oh my
gosh. You can also check us out on Twitter at 2Gals1Pod. We have a merch link also.
Why do you keep saying that. 2Gals1? This says 2Girls.
It's wrong. It's 2Gals1Pod.
Because I typed it. Okay, sorry.
I'm like, that was not politically correct, punctually correct.
You could totally look at our
two
store,
girls,
though.
One pot is taken. So I'm 2Gals1Pod.
Oh, you're right. Okay, what's our merch? Give them the deets.
It is, I don't know. It's the fucking link is right on, it's pinned, it's on our Twitter.
Okay, it's on our Twitter. So hit pinned. That there.
It's our first post.
2Gals1Pod. My first post. So we are also looking forward to hearing from you. Please call us. Email us at bann47@yahoo.com. We look forward to hearing from you soon.
I hope you guys enjoyed this fucking episode. We can't wait to record the next. And peace, bitches.
Welcome to the bottom. Oh, and next time we're probably in a Barbara van again. Peace.